A backward look. In olden days, when a man made a journey, his return was eagerly awaited by his friends. Journeys were full of danger, and people knew almost nothing of distant places and peoples. Many a long hour would the return traveler spend, telling of the strange things he had seen. Today, our libraries are full of books that tell about almost every nook and corner of the earth. Travel stories have always been a favorite kind of reading. People who cannot travel like to read of places which they wish they could visit. People who are about to set out on a journey read books about the lands to which they're going. You have just read stories of four different countries. Did you meet any boys and girls in these stories that you would like to have for friends? You know that thousands of people have come from distant lands to live in America. It would be interesting to find how many of the parents or grandparents of your classmates came from across the sea. What countries did they come from? Perhaps some of them came from one of these countries about which you have read. The illustrations in these stories give you just a little idea of the things which may be seen in the lands that are described. It would be fun to collect pictures of Spain, Poland, Africa, and Norway. The class may be divided into four groups, and each group may gather pictures of one of these countries.